Welcome to Psychology Now. I'm Linda Schaefer, your guide to figuring out human behavior. Today, I'm going to give you the honest truth about lying. Research shows that we've all lied from time to time, though some lies are deceptive and dangerous, and others may be white lies to spare someone's feelings. So, how can you tell if someone's lying? It's not as difficult as you might think. You just need to, be observant and look for the signs or signals a person often gives when not telling the truth. The signs I'm going to discuss come in two forms, body language and verbal cues. One type of sign you can look for is body language. People often fidget when they lie because they're nervous. They may move from side to side, tap or shuffle their feet, or rub their hands together quickly. People may also start to breathe heavily, which makes the shoulders go up and down when speaking. Okay, in addition to looking at overall body movement, there are also smaller movements you can see people may make when they lie. For instance, when asked a question, a person may put his or her hand over the mouth before speaking, which is a sign of not wanting to deal with an issue or unwillingness to answer the question honestly. This movement gives the person time to think of an answer, and the complete truth may not be revealed when the person does speak. But it's not only the mouth that people cover when lying. They may also cover parts of the body that make them feel vulnerable, like the throat, chest, head, or stomach. A person who's lying may also become angry and aggressive as a way to cover a lie, and may demonstrate this anger by persistently pointing a finger at the listener. So surprisingly, a lack of movement can also be a sign that someone's not sticking to the truth. When a person speaks freely, he or she moves the body unconsciously. When someone's lying, he or she is concentrating on the spoken words and may become quite still in the process. The person may also stare without blinking at the person he or she is talking to as a way to try and control the conversation. There are many more physical signs to look for, some of them much more subtle, but this short list of obvious signs will help the average person detect liars. After the break, I'll go over verbal cues you should be aware of. Welcome to Psychology Now. I'm Linda Schaefer, your guide to figuring out human behavior. Today, I'm going to give you the honest truth about lying. Research shows that we've all lied from time to time, though some lies are deceptive and dangerous, and others may be white lies to spare someone's feelings. So, how can you tell if someone's lying? It's not as difficult as you might think. You just need to, be observant and look for the signs or signals a person often gives when not telling the truth. The signs I'm going to discuss come in two forms, body language and verbal cues. One type of sign you can look for is body language. People often fidget when they lie because they're nervous. They may move from side to side, tap, or shuffle their feet, or rub their hands together quickly. People may also start to breathe heavily, which makes the shoulders go up and down when speaking. Okay, in addition to looking at overall body movement, there are also smaller movements you can see people may make when they lie. For instance, when asked a question, a person may put his or her hand over the mouth before speaking, which is a sign of not wanting to deal with an issue or unwillingness to answer the question honestly. This movement gives the person time to think of an answer, and the complete truth may not be revealed when the person does speak. But it's not only the mouth that people cover when lying. They may also cover parts of the body that make them feel vulnerable, like the throat, chest, head, or stomach. A person who's lying may also become angry and aggressive as a way to cover a lie, and may demonstrate this anger by persistently pointing a finger at the listener. So surprisingly, a lack of movement can also be a sign that someone's not sticking to the truth. When a person speaks freely, he or she moves the body unconsciously. When someone's lying, he or she is concentrating on the spoken words and may become quite still in the process. The person may also stare without blinking at the person he or she is talking to as a way to try and control the conversation. There are many more physical signs to look for, some of them much more subtle, but this short list of obvious signs will help the average person detect liars. After the break, I'll go over verbal cues you should be aware of.